B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Tenet star Robert Pattinson erases all of the ill will from starring in the Twilight series by revealing this video game character's death made him cry. Plus, PUBG Mobile developers say they want to compete with CSGO and League of Legends, all while they get support from Dr. Disrespect in the unlikeliest of ways. And rappers Pusha T and newly full-time streamer Logic have purchased Chaos Esports Club and plan to organize chaos in the world today. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to another week of esports and gaming news headlines. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. Remember, if you have a headline you want to see on our channel, just shoot us a tweet at CheckpointXP. We're bringing you the latest in happenings in esports and video games to your subscription box. And all you have to do is hit that subscribe button. Now, without wasting any more time, let's jump into the news. Robert Pattinson reveals this video game death made him cry. Pop culture hasn't always been kind to Robert Pattinson, especially since his turn as one of the main vampire characters of the Twilight movie series. Ever since, he has been regarded as a Hollywood punching bag, as evidenced when Pattinson was announced as the guy who would take over as the Caped Crusader upon Batfleck falling apart and saying he wouldn't be in any more future Batman movies. But with early reviews in for the new Christopher Nolan movie Tenet that Pattinson stars in, a new interview has come out promoting the movie that may do more to rehab Pattinson in the eyes of gamers than anything else. While on the interview circuit recently, Pattinson confirmed what his favorite video game of all time was, and even admitted that the death of one of its characters made him cry like a big old baby while playing.
Tenet really reminded me of a video game in some ways, you know, with the action and the story and, you know, the time inversion. I work for primarily a video game website, so I'd like to ask both of you, do you have a favorite video game of all time?
Mine, I think it's a lot of people's favorite game, Final Fantasy VII was, still one of the most... Probably one of the only times I've cried in my life is when Aeris dies.
It was a very impactful performance, for sure.
Yeah. My first love.
Wow, I know I can say that I didn't take Robert Pattinson as a Final Fantasy VII fan, and it does come as a bit of a surprise, but it probably shouldn't be that shocking. It was only the most influential game for an entire generation of gamers, Pattinson included, apparently. Robert Pattinson didn't comment on the Final Fantasy VII remake, which launched after 15 years of hype back in March. That game is just the first part of the 7 Remake project, and ends before the scene in which Aeris dies in the original. We'll have to wait until part 2 of Remake to see if Square Enix kills off Aeris again. PUBG Mobile says that they want to compete with CSGO and League of Legends. PUBG Mobile has had a weird life cycle. Depending on where you are in the world, the phrase mobile gaming has different connotations. In the West, mobile gaming is still seen through the lens of Candy Crush and casual gaming. But if you happen to be in China, India, or even Southeast Asia, mobile esports have blown up in popularity, so that some of their largest streamers and esports stars happen to be playing on a phone. PUBG Mobile is seizing on this popularity spike by attempting to sit next to the big dogs of esports and bring their record-breaking audience of 1.1 million concurrent players in their last season and 40 million total hours watched to the table of esports. How do they go bigger? PUBG Mobile devs recently announced the PUBG Mobile Global Championship, boasting a $2 million prize pool that combines their Global League and World Championship into a single unifying event. So far, the scene has been dominated by teams out of India, Indonesia, and China, although there are a few Western-based teams such as those out of Spain that have had a foothold in the esport. And while 1.1 million concurrent players isn't exactly anything to sneeze at, if PUBG Mobile is to make a real run at being a true contender like they want to be, they need to expand into that Western audience and change perceptions of what it means to be an esport that can be played on a mobile device. In a recent press conference, PUBG developers stated that they wanted to make Western territories a priority, and even stated that they wanted to compete with esports like Counter-Strike Global Offensive or League of Legends. That's big talk, especially coming from a fairly new contender in the world of esports. How can they make that happen? Well, first, you need to change the audience opinions of mobile esports, and PUBG Mobile has an unlikely partner in that, Dr. Disrespect. Recently, the doc streamed with one of the largest PUBG Mobile players in the world, where he made statements about his highly inflammatory tweet from the past that said, "Mobile gamers aren't real gamers." Here's how he addressed it last week during that stream on his new YouTube channel.
Not sure if you ever saw my tweet, so I just want to get ahead of the controversy. About me saying mobile gamers aren't real gamers, it was a spur moment. I just want to make sure that I get ahead of it.
It's fine. It's completely fine.
All right, Scout. You stand no chance.
And at the end of the day, if you've got Dr. Disrespect in your corner, you'll for sure reach a larger audience no matter what. Let's see if that is going to be able to change people's mind in the future about mobile esports. Rappers Pusha T and Logic purchase Chaos Esports Club. While Pusha T and Drake argue about esports and the future of different orgs, Pusha T is putting his money where his mouth is. The GG Group, which is a financial group that was created to push social equity in esports in the gaming world, has people like Logic, Pusha T, Upscale Vandal, and more on its board, and they have now completed the purchase of Chaos Esports Club, or Chaos EC for short. They're coming together under the banner of Organizing Chaos, and look to not only field top-tier esports teams, but also support causes that fight for social justice, help solve racial issues, and provide equity to people inside of the gaming community. In an open letter published by the GG Group, they explained, "The GG Group team has been incredibly inspired by those that have hit the streets to voice their anger, frustration, pain, and despair, and are showing a brave display of the power and energy of organized chaos. It's a big move for people who are not only looking to see Chaos EC team succeed, and their CSGO team isn't half bad at all, to be honest, but also to see minority owners and players in the esports scene take a leading role." Speaking to Complex, rapper Pusha T explained, "I've been a part of the ownership group close to 2 years now, and since the beginning, my main call to action was to focus on the lack of inclusion and diversity in the gaming industry. Any business I'm a part of has to be proactive in using its resources and platform to support the fight against social injustice. We'll be keeping our eyes on Chaos EC and what they put their collective weight behind, and wish them all the success in the upcoming stages of chaos that a new team is always going to be forced to go through." That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We are always posting brand new content here on our YouTube channel. But did you know that Checkpoint XP is the only syndicated radio show in over 70 cities across the US and Canada that talks exclusively esports and video games? If you go to our website at checkpointxp.com, you can see where we are airing and if we're in a city near you. My name's Weirdbeard, and I have again been disappointed by a Nintendo Direct Mini. A rhythm-based Kingdom Hearts game? Just why?
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.